You know, one of the fun things you can do when you start up a group like this is to come up with a name for yourself, for yourselves. And we spent no small amount of time trying to think of a name for ourselves. And one particular evening, we were practicing rather late at night. It was around 11 or 11:30 at the church. And the pastor obviously was wondering what was going on, and we were sitting around trying to think of a name. So he came in and saw us there, and immediately his fears were allayed a little bit. He thought somebody had broken into the church, I suppose, but we were just trying to think of a name for ourselves. So he got involved too. He says, well, maybe I can come up with something. So we suggested several names. I particularly liked Cornelius and the Italian Band, but I was immediately thumbs down on that one. But the pastor suggested the Carpenter's Tools, and it was rather flat when he first said it. We said, well, that's all right, but we're not real crazy about it. So we couldn't think of anything much better. And as time went by, you know, it started to turn around in our heads, the Carpenter's Tools. So it's sort of like this. We want to be used by the Carpenter of Galilee, Jesus Christ. And tools are a funny thing. They can't do much by themselves. And if you have the finest tools in the world and a lousy carpenter, you're going to end up with a lousy job. But if you've got tools and you've got a master carpenter using those tools as he knows and sees fit, then he can begin to change men's lives and work good through it all. So we like to be called the Carpenter's Tools.